Oh, it's a big win for Adelaide. Unbelievable against Brisbane. 17 points. Take nothing away from Adelaide. This is a huge win. But Brisbane, you can't kick one goal nine in a quarter when they absolutely dominated every possession, every area. They're not going to win doing that, are they?
No, they're not. They're very wasteful.
All right, hang on. Let's go to Mark Rusciuto. Sorry, with Isaac Rank and Josh Rischelli.
I think I have to say myself, yeah.
You're certainly the best celebration, but Isaac, what about that one in Sir Doug Nicholls' round? That would have been a real exciting one for you personally.
Yeah, obviously a round I look forward to playing in, and to kick a goal like that is just pretty special. My family's up in the crowd, so it gave me a little point, and good to get the win.
Rash, you've had some big celebrations this year, the Rocky Balboa one I think everyone likes. What was that one today?
Yeah, so that was an Mbappe, the soccer player who plays at PSG. I promised a few guys I was going to whip that out, so I did that.
Great response from last week. Last week was totally unlike what's been happening all year, but you bounced back brilliantly today as a side.
Yeah, obviously disappointing last week. We knew we had to bounce back. Brisbane, a good contested side, love to get it forward, but I think we beat them in that by the end, and glad we got the win.
Bit lucky they kicked him in inaccurately for a while, Rush.
Yeah, we were very lucky on a few occasions, but we just backed our system in all day and the boys executed, which is well deserved.
Well done, boys. Great win.
Cheers, Ru.
There you go. Mark Rusciuto on Fox down there with the two boys who kicked miraculous goals, Rusciuto and Rankin. They were pretty special, Sean, weren't they?
They were, and they must do some talking in the changing room about what celebration they're going to do because they've got them down pat, haven't they?
Pre-planned.
Yeah,
no. Whiz going in with the Mbappe, knowing that you're going to kick a snag.
We might as well tell the people out there who Mbappe is.
He's a star. He's the highest paid player at PSG now that Messi's going to leave. And, of course, Neymar's going to leave too. So he's going to get plenty of coin.
So the Crows will come into the eight tonight on percentage, which is massive for them. It really is. We'll go back down. Special presentation happening down on the field in just a moment. But right now, though, that is, Biggles, that is a huge win for the Adelaide Footy Club.
Well, I'm not sure. A lot of people might call that an upset, because Brisbane have been playing such a good brand of footy, nine on the trot, and I think a lot of Adelaide players knew that they weren't at the level last week against the Bulldogs. Different style of play in which Brisbane played compared with the Bulldogs, but going in, they still had to perform, and yeah, were lucky with those missed shots in the third term, but had to bring the pressure,
yep,
and still had enough ball winners around the midfield to win that department as well.
Sean, the defence of Adelaide thrashed the tools of Brisbane, didn't they?
They did. Well, you got subbed out. Gunston got subbed out. Hipwood didn't have influence. And Danaher kicked a goal with about a minute to go. So they virtually had no influence over the whole game.
Yep.
And you can't have that many inside 50s and your three tools have no influence. So the Adelaide defenders, they got the job done as a group of back six.
Midfield battle, of course. We looked at it before the game and there were some big guns, obviously, Dunkley and Neil and Ashcroft and so forth. In the end, Dunkley's had 29, Neil's had 26, but certainly they were limited earlier on in the game when Adelaide got a little bit of momentum.
It wasn't a definite shutdown. We thought Keyes was going to do that role, so at centre bounce, he tried to sit on Lockie Neal, then he'd float to Dunkley, but it was all hands on deck. Dawson stood up. We know Laird's always accountable for his man, so it was pretty good, and even with the low numbers from Sloan, he was accountable when he went in there, because you know how dangerous the Lions mids can be. So you'd actually take that as a victory for Adelaide, and Lockie Neal way down on his normal numbers and output, so still had 11 clearances though, which is incredible.
Yeah. The small brigade of Adelaide are really, really having a good season. Players that they've found like Chase Jones, but McHenry's doing well. The two younger boys, Soligo and Rusciuto as well, they've really found some players, haven't they?
Yeah, they are. And Murphy's coming up on board.
Yeah,
he rushes through and Rankin does that role. And Rusciuto's actually starting in centre bounce as well. So they're developing not only just for their forward craft, but their midfield craft as well. And they're getting wins, they're getting shots on goal, and they're getting confidence and belief.
That's a good pick-up, Dits, on Chase Jones. So you called it as well. He's having his best year. And in the pre-game, Matty Nix told us that he's going to be providing a little bit of defensive coverage off that wing. But the biggest improvement Adelaide this year are those young players you spoke about on the wings. Scholl and also Chase Jones, not only defending, but getting up and down the ground with work rate and mixing it with the best, because they're up against McLuggage tonight, and they did a really good job. McLuggage didn't have his influence with going inside a forward 50.
People have been very critical in this town of Adelaide and their recruiting and their drafting, particularly because Port Adelaide did so well a couple of years ago. But some of those guys you've talked about who have taken their time, like Jones was taken at a pick number 9, we're really starting to see these guys develop. So that patience from the work of Hamish Ogilvie and co has been well rewarded now.
And you throw Pedler in there as well. How good was he tonight? He's a tough in and under player as well. So they've got a number of them coming through. It's just they've got to keep the group together and continue that belief. And then if you throw in Sloaney and Walker and a couple of other senior players, Brodie Smith, to nurture these guys and you know and mentor them, they should have a you know bright future.
Yeah, Chase Jones was in that top 10, you're right, sorry, that 2018 Super Draft, and that concussion put him back almost a couple of years because it was severe. And now he believes he belongs. You know, he's consistently getting mid-20s disposals, but hitting his targets, more importantly. He was big early tonight, ended up with 17 touches and three inside forward 50s.
It's a new season for the McSpicy range at Macca's for a winning kick after the siren. Available it's after 10:30 for a limited time only. The young boy up forward as well, Phil Thorpe, will get better and better and better, won't he?
Yeah, so his aerial power is his strength. It's remarkable to think that he sits in the top 15 for contested marks in the AFL at 22 years of age, playing as a key forward. Now, he does pinch hit in the ruck, but even with his two goals when the game was on the line, that was the big one. He was just strong in the air. He wasn't flimsy. He wasn't really getting knocked over by Harris Andrews. He went at the footy hard.
Well, like you said about Jones, he now believes he belongs in the team. Not only up forward, but he thinks he belongs in the ruck as well, and that hybrid role. And he's taking contested marks, and he's getting physical. So, yeah, he's one that should be in, like I said, I think a few weeks ago when we did a Crows game. He has to play every game.
We touched on Max Michael only again because he has been really, really good. But, I mean, we know how dangerous Charlie Cameron can be and how, you know, high quality he is as a player. He didn't get a lot of opportunities, but he still bobbed up with four. It'd be a nightmare to stand him because McElhaney did well for so much of the night.
Well, for McElhaney, I've had trouble pronouncing his name. Unfortunately, that's the role he's going to play. So next week, he'll get the best small forward again. And then the week after, he'll get the best small forward. So his attention to detail has to be spot on. And we spoke to Nixie before the game, and he said that's what he does. He's a professional at 18 years old. So it's a great challenge for him because he'll go home and learn, go through the tape, and he'll know that if I give Charlie 1 metre or I have the ball in my hand locking that last goal and I fumble it, Charlie will pick it up, kick a goal. So he's getting the best learning out of all
the
young guys.
And we can talk into it if you want.
All right, in a moment. Let's go down to the Crows boys now as they belt out the song, and I reckon they're going to enjoy this one. What a win by 17 points over the Brisbane Lions. Just taking their time to rev up and get into full voice. But it's coming, we promise. There we go. A
couple of the Indigenous stars down in the change rooms in Shane Tongari and Troy Bond down there.
Stiffy Johncock.
Great Johncock, what a star. Ricky O'Loughlin taking front and center.
Crows home by 17 points. We're hoping that the captain, Jordan Dawson, will join us shortly. What about we run through some of those red Z stats? Who had the most of the footy tonight, Phil?
He's the man for Adelaide and the most on the park, Jordan Dawson, with 32. Keezy just dropped out late. He was leading Adelaide. He had 28 and a goal. It's going to be tough in the votes. Laird continues to get plenty of the footy. 27 touches for him. 4 centre bounce clearances. And for the Lions, Dunkley 29, Neil 26, and Bailey, surely he's got to be in the votes, Shawnee, for 25 touches as a hybrid half forward.
And then off Adelaide Crows is Wayne Malera. He's had a few weeks now where he's putting some consistent footy together off half back. And the first half of the first quarter when the heat was on, he was dodging left, right, and centre and setting him up.
He's so cool and calm, isn't he?
He is, yes.
His
foot skill sets him up. He's able to get that lateral kick to an uncontested mark to take the sting out of the play.
Work rate of Rory Laird's highlighted by 16 tackles, which is a pretty remarkable response from the guy in the midfield getting a lot of the footy himself.
Yeah, he's a beast, isn't he? I mean, he just continues to put his head over it. And really, that pressure, which is Adelaide's building block at the moment, isn't it? If you don't tackle in the midfield and you know, if you don't provide that pressure, they're going to get destroyed, as we saw how Collingwood took them to pieces there. So they've got to be up. They've got to provide that pressure.
And you saw Lady auditioning for the Ashes too, taking that slips catch.
Oh, yeah.
Good mark. Terrific catch.
If from a Brisbane point of view, if you isolate the second half, I thought McLuggy did some very, very clever things. If you look at the four-quarter performance, he was probably quiet in the first half, but, gee, he was very, very lively in the second half.
Yeah, he was. He came alive. And I thought Zach Bailey, for a small forward, to have 20 25 disposals, and none of those other forwards were getting much of the ball. He was working up to halfback, getting involved in handball chains and pushing forward. He also kicked 2 points. They almost got on the scoreboard, but I thought he was one of their best as well.
Right. So many times their forwards had hands on it and didn't complete the play in Danaher and Hipwood and also Gunston, and they'd look back at the tape and they were almost there. They were almost about to take a mark, and they were in good spots. The ball was coming in there, attacking 50 from their mids and half forwards were actually put to advantage, but it was just about them completing the play.
Well, the other one is Harris Andrews. The ball was in the Adelaide forward line a lot, and Harris Andrews is, you know, one of the leaders back there. He only has 5 disposals for the match, yeah, and gave away a couple of free kicks as well. So I thought he would have liked to play better as well.
He does. He took a couple of big marks one-on-one and sits 7th in the AFL for marks, Harris Andrews. Doesn't he remind you of one of those inflatable giant men at the car yards that waves their arms around and stuff like that? For me, I don't know how he can be such a good player, but that's every time I look at him, I think of one of those guys.
Gee.
Anyway, we digress.
Obviously we do, yeah.
You reckon or not?
Yeah. Brisbane, I mentioned this before the game, but getting a bit of a reputation of just being good at home. I mean, they're really, really hard to beat in Brisbane, aren't they? But on the road, they can be a bit dodgy.
Yeah, and they were really bad here against Port Adelaide round one, weren't they?
Yep.
So their Achilles heel at the moment is on the road, and if they're going to sew up that top 4 spot, they've got to start to pinch a couple of these, especially, I mean, realistically, they convert early. And this is a different game tonight.
Well, 10-18, you're right there, Biggles, no doubt about that. But you look at that time from Adelaide, and Ditch, you talked about, I think they had 1-9 in that third term, you know, and they have been wonderful third-term team all year. I think they've won 8 of their 10 third quarters. And you could see that they had that that ability and that momentum in that third quarter, but the inaccuracy has hurt them and actually let Adelaide keep that little sniff alive. And when those late goals came from McHenry and Rochelle late in that third quarter, I think it just gave them some really nice momentum and confidence.
Well, as Biggles said during the call, it deflates the midfield and the back line who works so hard to get the ball and get it in forward, and you miss easy goals, and it's like, wow, we're working so hard and we're missing these goals. We need to get the reward for effort.
All right, let's go down to the Crows rooms with Theo Dorofoulos.
Thanks, Ditz. Well, standing here with a very, very pleased Captain Jordan Dawson. Dawson, thanks for giving us a couple of minutes, mate. The atmosphere in the rooms is fantastic. Family and friends and everyone celebrating a great win. What was so pleasing about the performance tonight?
I think just getting back to our footy, our contest and pressure was back, and I think the conditions probably suited out the way we wanted to play and the way we do play. And last week was disappointing, so it was good to bounce back with a win.
When you look at some of the young stars that are taking the spotlight here, and Isaac Rankin and Josh Rochelle, do you marvel at some of the things they're able to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to just sit back sometimes and just get it in there and let them go to work. That comes off the back of their work rate and their pressure, and they know that. And, yeah, it's good to see them kick a few good goals off the back of good teamwork, I think.
Jordan, congratulations on the victory. We spoke to Matty Nix in the pregame, and he talked about your midfield brigade taking it up to the stars of Brisbane. We sort of thought, well, how can you do that when they've got so much talent? But the belief in there to spread the workload up against the likes of Lachie Neale and Dunkley must be super strong.
Yeah, I think we've seen the likes of sort of Pedler, Rochelle, Saligo go through their last few weeks, and that just helps myself, Lairdy, Sloaney. We get a bit of a chop out with those guys going through there, and it changes the dynamic in there as well. So I think, you know, Pedler's going to from strength to strength, and you know, Rochelle in there adds a bit of flair. So I thought we took it up to their mids for sure tonight.
Jordan, Shawnee Burgoyne here, mate. Can you just talk us through your key defenders tonight? They kept Hipwood, Gunston and Danaher to 3, 5 and 8 disposals. You must be pretty proud of the way they went about, you know, a three-pronged attack up there.
Yeah, I mean, you see the work that those guys put in, and I mean, I wouldn't want to be a key forward on all those guys. I mean, I don't know what Danaher had, but Nick Murray, he's probably been the in-form forward in the comp, and Nick Murray's a bit of an unsung hero of our team. I think he's just a ruthless competitor, and to see him go to work tonight, and all those boys, it's awesome. And I think they love a little bit of wet weather as well. It helps them out, for sure.
Jordan, one thing that I know that the media and a lot of external people have been a bit critical of drafting and that over the past couple of years, but a lot of these guys, Chase Jones was someone we talked about moments ago, and a couple of the other boys have really developed nicely, and that patience with those guys has been rewarded. How's it been internally in that sort of area?
Well, since I've come in, I've seen those guys sort of develop, and it's sort of no surprise to all of us internally about Chase and, you know, Sholey and Ned McHenry comes in and plays a role. I mean, I think in Adelaide especially, the media is pretty quick to... just cut me off. I think the media is pretty hard on those young guys, and I know myself personally, it probably took me 3 or 4 years in the system to really become a professional and develop in my body. So it's no surprise to us internally, those guys are starting to show how good they can be.
And just talk us through the young fellas, their goal celebrations. Rochelle and Rankin, you just get around and talk about what celebrations they're going to do when they kick goals.
Not me, Shawnee. I'll just stick to getting the ball in there and try not to to buy into that too much. But I actually love it, to be honest. Like, as long as they're getting around their teammates after, it doesn't bother me. I mean, the crowd love it and the boys love it, so I'm all for it.
Jordan, you've grown as a player this year. I don't know whether you feel that or not. And again, another incredible captain's game tonight. You are obviously really, really enjoying being the skipper.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's a new role for me, sort of ever. I've never been a captain of a footy team. So for me to just play footy, and the boys, to their credit, have really bought into what I'm sort of doing. And I haven't really changed too much, to be fair, from Sony and Tex. I mean, the guys are developing under me, and I'm just trying to make sure I do my bit and play my role, and the boys jump behind, which is great.
Yeah, mate, well done. Thanks so much for joining us. One of your best wins of the year, no doubt about that. Good on you, Jordan.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
There he is, Jordan Dawson, the captain of the Crows, who have beaten Brisbane by 17 points. Let's go to the Maccas. I'm loving it moment. Tonight's I'm loving it moment happened. Well, when did it happen? It was in the second quarter. If I'm just trying to remember, in the second quarter, and it was a miraculous goal. Here's how we called it.
Adelaide on the attack. Danaher reaches over the top on the end of it. Rankin, left foot snap and goal. It is miraculous. Oh, what a goal. Just before halftime. That is big for Adelaide. Huge goal. Clever stuff. And he is exciting the crowd at the Adelaide Oval time and time again. He really is. What a goal from Rankin off the left boot.
There you go. The Maccas, I'm loving it moment here on Triple M. All right, Triple M MVP award for Case IH. Case IH, end of financial year. Tractor deals are on now. Visit a dealership today. Who's got the job, boys?
We discussed it with a little bit of reading each other's minds, I think, but I'll read them out just in case. Tried to get Nick Murray in there for his defensive job on Danaher, but I'm going to get an honourable mention for Nick Murray because he was unlucky. He was pretty tight at the top of the Triple MVP. Bailey, we both agreed on, to get in there for one vote for Brisbane, I thought was brilliant. He was the only forward providing the contest with 25 disposals. Although he didn't hit the scoreboard, he was Brisbane's best player. Two votes to the man we just interviewed in Dawson, who had some pretty tough opposition in there in Dunkley and Neil, and he really just soldiered his way through to get to his 32 disposals, 12 of those contested. The best man on the ground is going to go to someone who had the hardest opposition out there, and that is Isaac Rankin, because he had a real battle, and it's not like when players get an easy matchup, and he ended up with 23 disposals, midfield numbers, for 2 goals, 3. And he was, of course, up against Starcevic. You had him all night. And to beat Starcevic, who really owned him before that, we gave him 3 Triple MVP votes.
Get on your Biggles.
Hey, just as the lights go down, everyone's clearing the ground. The two subs, Paddy Parnell is doing sprints, 50-metre sprints in the centre of the ground.
Putrid.
In the dark.
Brisbane's sub, James Madden, only got a few moments. He's just doing laps and laps of the oval, so they're going hard. Hey, for Choice Hotels around the grounds, whatever your reason for travelling, you'll get the lowest price guaranteed when you book direct at choicehotels.com. So go ahead, book it. A couple of results earlier in. Well, the two teams that are on top of the ladder, Collingwood, they had a nice 35-point win over North Melbourne, so certainly the Roos not disgraced there. So Collingwood sitting on top with 40 points. And Port Adelaide, well, they got over the Tigers 67-77. So Ditz, your boys have jumped into second on the ladder over the Lions.
Can you believe it?
Ooh.
The Brisbane boys doing us a favour. Adelaide doing us a favour tonight. Yeah, nice of them. Very neighbourly. Thanks for that. Hey, well done, boys. Sean Burgoyne, Rhett Bigland's Mark Sodas from Chris Dittmar signing off on this Sunday night. Adelaide with a big, big win by 17 points over Brisbane. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.